Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
We are now at Parashat Vayakel Pikudei. We are finishing this week Sefer Shmot. And we actually coming in our Parsha to build the Mishkan. After talking about all the details, we again talking about them, but now it's really getting to the point Tachlis. Where we're going to start Tachlis. Building. Tachlis, yes. Vayakel Moshe et kol adad bnei Yisrael. Moshe calls everybody. And this is also very interesting. A few times we see here kol adad bnei Yisrael. To make sure that they understand and realize we're talking about everybody. Everybody was there. Men, women, children, etc. Everybody was there. Boker Or. One of the interesting points, there are a lot of interesting points, of course, but there is a certain say that is very hard to understand. In Pasuk Lamed Dalet, it says, Mile otam chokhmat lev. He filled them with the wisdom of the heart. And then, in Pasuk Aleph of Lamed Sperek Lamed Vav, Vechol ish chacham lev. And everybody, which is, how do you say chacham lev?
Clever in the heart.
Wise in the heart.
That's the question.
Yeah. Wisdom is in the brain.
Clever in the heart.
Wisdom is in the brain.
Exactly. And then again, kol ish chacham lev. And we are asking ourselves, what's going on here? Where is the seichel? Where is the wisdom? In the mind. What's to do with the heart? It's not in the heart. What's the meaning of chacham lev? I don't know if I told you this, but last year I've been in an exhibition in China, in Guangzhou. I came on Friday from Hong Kong. I came to Guangzhou on Friday, and I was looking for Bet Chabad. Because before Shabbos, because I didn't want to start looking for Bet Chabad on Shabbos. So, that's why every time I come to a certain place, which I don't know, the first thing I do is to look where is the Bet Chabad, where is the shul, where is the Jewish community. So then I've got no problem now to get there. So I'm going Friday, it was Friday noon, and going around according to certain direction that I was given, and I cannot find it.
That sounds familiar. When we were in different countries, we were looking and we had the same
problem. So I get the address in Chinese, because nobody speaks English, of course. And I'm trying to show people. Then this girl is standing in the bus stop, and I'm showing, I need to get here. And she's looking at it and says, okay, come with me. She's signing with sign language, of course. And she's starting to walk with me. And then I realized that she definitely doesn't know exactly where it is, because she's asking others, and then she's going right, and then she's going left. And now she was going around with me for half an hour. And then I'm telling myself, okay, thank you. I'll try and find it by my own. She didn't say what I mean, but she understands. I said, thank you. It's under time, but okay. So I don't know what to do.
Just look up and there's Chabad.
And yes, I looked up, there was no Chabad. And then I'm walking around and I see this girl coming out of her car. So I'm trying to, maybe she knows English and maybe I can have a conversation. And I'm asking, can you please help me? She says, yes, what can I help you? Okay, Baruch Hashem. I show her the address and says, okay, I'll show you. She says, no, tell me where it is. No, don't worry, I'm going to show you. She was walking with me. And then she gets to this house and says, see, this is where I live. And Bet Chabad is over there, left and right and left, whatever. Says, okay, thank you. No, I'm going with you. No, you don't need to come with me, okay? I'm going. No, no, I've got time. It's okay. Don't worry. She took me to the door. And I'm thinking to myself, the first girl really wanted to help me. She had the heart to help, but no wisdom to help. She didn't know the language. Wisdom was not there. And if the wisdom is not with the heart, nothing works.
One can't be without the other.
And that's what the Torah is trying to tell us. When I met the other girl, she had the wisdom and she had the heart, and I got where I need to get. In other words, the wisdom has to be connected with the heart. Now I said, okay, now I understand what the Torah was trying to tell us, the wisdom of the heart. What's the connection between the heart and the wisdom? Wisdom is in the head. But that's exactly the point. For example, if you're already talking about this issue, we talked about also in the past, in Me'arat HaMachpelah in Hebron, there are Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and Sarah, Rivka, and Leah. And who else is there?
Adam V'Chava.
Adam V'Chava, and who else?
The Spirit of Hashem.
Yaakov.
The head of Esau.
Head of Esau.
Only the head. Why only the head? And what is Esau doing with all the tzaddikim? With all due respect, that's not your place.
But how come the head only?
Oh, and the question is, now if you already buried him in Ma'arat HaMachpelah, so okay, so put the whole body. Why only the head? First of all, the story behind it is when they came to bury Yaakov, Esav came and disturbed. And Hushim, the son of Dan, who was it? I don't remember what son it, whose son it was. But anyway, of Menashe, maybe? He saw the argument and was very hard. He didn't hear good. So he said the argument and the body of his grandfather is there like laying down and nothing happened. He took the sword and cut off the head of Esav. And the head just went into the cave. But what is the real lesson behind it? People think that Esav was this villain with tattoos on him and maybe a ring in his ear and who knows what else, colored hair. The truth is, Esav looked exactly like Yaakov. Because remember that they were both from the house of Yitzchak. Yitzchak was a tzaddik and he raised his children to be tzaddikim, at least outside. So in other words, Esav in his head knew exactly what Yaakov knew in his head. The problem is he didn't connect it with his body. He knew, he had the knowledge, but actually he did whatever he wanted to. He went after his desires. In other words, the head was not connected to the heart. And this is exactly the point. You can know everything, but if you don't use it, what does it mean? Nothing. You can have a good heart, but you don't know how to do things. So what's the use of it? You cannot use it. And that's exactly what the Torah is telling us. You need to have the combination. You need to connect the heart with your wisdom. You need to connect your head with your body. And when we talk about the body is, we have the liver, we have the heart, we have other organs. And each organ is a symbol of something else in the mind, in the spiritual world. And you have the head. The liver is where is the blood. And the Torah tells us, Ki Adam hu anefesh. The blood is the nefesh. What nefesh? The nefesh ha-be'emit, the beastly soul. Because the neshama is built from five levels. We have the nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya yechida. Chaya yechida is the connection between the neshama up to heaven. We don't talk about this. We talk about what we all know, which is the nefesh, ruach neshama. In other words, nefesh is the lower part of the neshama. The ruach is the connection of the lower part of the body with the neshama, which is the higher part. And the idea is very simple. Because if we would have put only the neshama in the body, like the higher level, what would happen? The neshama wants to eat? No. The neshama doesn't need anything. She's spiritual. In other words, 2 or 3 days, and there is no human being, there is nothing there. Why? Because if the body doesn't get food and all the needs, it's not going to survive. So God created the neshama in a way that it's going to be connected to the desires to help the body to function and to survive. And this is the beastly nefesh. This is what every animal has got. The instinct to survive and the desire to survive. And this is the nefesh ha-behemit. The problem is that the nefesh ha-behemit, the only concern is eat, drink, enjoy. That's it. So where is the spiritual part? So we have to connect this beastly part with the spiritual part, and that's the ruach. The ruach is the heart. And as we say, the dam is the nefesh. And also, you know, the liver is cleaning the blood.
It's a filter.
And that's exactly the idea when we talk about the nefesh ha-behemit. The nefesh ha-behemit is to make you function. And that's the liver. With no liver, you have a problem.
And kidneys.
Kidneys also, by the way, it's also a very important part. But we're talking now about the heart, the liver, and the mind. And now, what is the heart? The heart is where I feel or desire. Why? When you are very happy suddenly, what happens? What do you feel? The heart. When you have pain, what happens? And that's a heart attack. What is a heart attack? Suddenly something happens and you get a heart attack. In other words, the feeling you feel are connected to the heart. Then we have the mind, which is the neshama. This is spiritual. This is the leader, supposed to be the leader. Let's put it this way. The neshama is supposed to lead the body, but it has to be connected. And this is the way it's built. The head, the heart, and the liver. And that's when we talk the whole parsha about nediv lev. You have to be generous in your heart. And by the way, all what we do with no heart, it doesn't mean anything. It's like you have a fruit and you have to peel the klipa. How do you say the klipa?
The peel.
You have to peel the peel, the skin. Now, if you daven with no intention and your heart is not there, it's like the skin of the fruit. It's not a fruit. The fruit is inside, the kavana. And this is the same thing with everything we do. If you do something only to do it because I have to do it, but I don't really feel like it, that's not the way to do it. I always tell this story. I remember we had a member in our shul, and once I'm sitting near him, and he came with his kid, and after they finished davening, he says to us, we can do a V. We davened, okay, we did our duty for today. And I thought to myself, is this the right way to educate your kid? You know, this kid, what happened is, very simple. When he grew up, he left the religion. Because for him, to be religious was a duty. It was something I have to do. Not something I want to do or love to do. And that's exactly the point. When we worship God only on the surface and the heart is not there, that's a problem. And this is when we build the Mishkan. You want to build a house for God? How do you build it? You build it with all your heart. Otherwise, don't bring anything. I don't need what you bring. Kol nediv lev. Kol chacham lev. Only if you are doing it from your heart, then I want. We say, Rachmana libabai. God wants our heart. Because when we have a fruit, what we want is not the peel. We want the fruit inside. But we need the peel. Because otherwise, and the fruit is going to go up, all the insects are going to come, and the animal is going to eat the fruit, and the fruit is not going to grow. So the peel is there to guard the fruit. And the same way is the body to guard the neshama. But who is the real thing? The neshama. The inside, not the outside. The outside is only like you wear a suit. You move your hand. You got the order from where? From your mind. Without the mind, it's not going to move. If I take the neshama out of the body, what have you got?
Nothing.
Nothing. And if I take the body, and I've got the neshama by itself with nobody, also got nothing. Go back to heaven. I don't need you here. You can't do anything. And that's, by the way, in all things, when we're talking about being together, when we're talking about Am Yisrael, when we're talking about everything has to be built from male and female and the connection. Because if you have a male and a female with no connection, nothing happens. And this, what we say, chesed and gvura. Yaakov is tiferet. He is the result of the connection between Avram and Yitzchak. Avram is the chesed, and Yitzchak is gvura. And you need both of them together, because if they're not together, that's going to happen. You know, if you've got no hands, and you want to help somebody to cross the road, can you? But you want, but you've got no hands. Now, if you've got hands, but you haven't got the will to help,
that's no good.
It's also no good. So you need both. Nevertheless, wisdom by itself can also be sometimes for the worse. Einstein, when he did what he didn't think about building a bomb. But unfortunately, we all know what all this knowledge went to. Unfortunately, also to good things, but this is the thing. We have, in life, we have to combine both things. The same way as this girl, she wanted to help me. She couldn't, because she didn't understand what I'm talking about. And only the other girl that knew what I'm talking about and had the heart to help me, helped me in an unbelievable way. She took me right there.
Was it difficult to get in there?
No, not at all.
I mean,
it was quite complicated because it was not on the main road. You had to go into a road that goes inside. Up and down, inside. Like, the address was no good. Let's put it this way. The address took you to, let's say, to this. It was there, but on the other side. And it was up. So in other words, you got to this address and you saw nothing. Because it was on the entrance was from the other side. But Baruch Hashem, I found it. But it taught me, because everything that happens to you in life is a big lesson. Everything. And you have just to look and learn. In our parsha also, you have a very interesting point. When we talk about the sin of Am Yisrael with the golden calf. So the first thing we think, wow, idol worshippers. Oh, terrible. How could they do it? But when we think carefully, what was in the middle of the temple? In the holy of holiest place. What was there? No, inside.
The Mishkan.
Inside the Ark. The Aron HaKodesh. Yeah. Aron HaYedut.
The Aron.
And what was in this Aron?
The
Torah.
Seven, yeah.
What was on it?
The Ten Commandments. But,
no,
but
on the Aron. On the Aron, what was there?
That's where they had
Kruvim.
Yeah.
Two angels in a figure of kids.
Yeah.
A female and a male. In a figure of kids. Now, is this not a statue?
Yes.
Is this not idol worshipping?
No, it's not.
Of course not. Of course not. But this is let's look at the eyes of Am Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu is not coming back. He went up there, he's not coming back. And of course, the Satan was there, mingling and doing things. And then the thing was, what do we do? We don't want to worship idols, of course not. We want to worship God, but Moshe is not here. How do we do this? Oh, 1 minute. In the temple itself, we have two figures. Now let's sing. What figure can we make that is going to symbolize the connection between us and God? So we have the Merkava, which is the chariot of God. It's a spiritual thing. And around, and this is being carried by four, and one of those four figures is an ox. An egel, a cow. So what did they think to themselves? We're going to hear in this earth one of the figures of the Merkava. Because remember, those people saw God. No other generation saw what they saw. So they saw everything what's happening up there. So they maybe saw also this ox over there in a spiritual way. So they need a physical figure in order to connect, because we have to need something physical to connect to the spiritual world. It cannot be only spiritual. That's the reason, by the way, when we daven, we're supposed to take the words out of the mouth. Why? I think. Because it's not going to function, because we are built from spirit and body. And if we don't connect both, it's not going to be, nothing is going to come out. As we said a minute ago, if we don't connect the wisdom with the heart, there is nothing there. In other words, if you don't connect the spiritual world with the physical world, there's nothing there. In other words, I can think. Doesn't tell. I have to take the words out. Oh, God understands. Yeah, God understands. But you will not get the connection. In order to get the connection, you need a physical thing. So they thought that the golden calf is going to be a replacement for Moshe Rabbeinu to connect them with God. So suddenly we understand and realize that it wasn't as we think. But what's the problem here? The problem is very simple. You don't do what you think. You do what God orders you to do. And that's the reason, by the way. Next parsha, the whole parsha, you will see, Pikudei, Kasher Tziva Hashem et Moshe, Kasher Tziva Hashem et Moshe, Kasher Tziva Hashem et Moshe. They did what they did the same way as God ordered Moshe to do. As God ordered Moshe to do. As again and again and again and again and again. Why? To make the difference between the golden calf, what happened there, they thought by themselves, they had the wisdom. But they were not connected in the right way to the heart. Because if you think, in a minute, if you think to yourself, why are we being punished for the golden calf? We didn't do anything. There were only 3,000 people involved in the golden calf and they were all killed. And you know what was the problem of all the others? Doing nothing. Doing nothing. And it happens in life all the time.
No. But nobody fashioned the golden calf. They melted the gold and it miraculously came out as a living calf.
Now think to yourself now. What do you think?
I don't know. That's
from God!
Yeah.
What you're saying is even making it a bigger problem. Because now they thought who was doing it?
God.
God himself! They didn't have the intention to have a golden calf and suddenly there's a golden calf. From this opinion, this is even a better point. Because they put this gold in, and suddenly there's a golden calf. So this is a sign from God himself.
Why is it problem? A negative? God is sending it.
Sorry?
But God is sending it.
That's exactly the point. This is Kasher Tziva Hashem et Moshe. You see, we sometimes think we're so clever. We know it all. And unfortunately, we see it in life today, even in our communities. People think that they know better than our sages. And they do changes. Some of the changes are good. Some of the changes are no good. They are the golden calf. This was a generation of knowledge. Dor de'a. They were not stupid. Dor de'a, that's the way they called. And you know what is de'a? It's not only knowledge, it's connection with God. Ve'adam yada et ishto. What is yada? He connected to his wife. So yada. Ladat is to connect. The problem is you have to know who do you connect to and how do you do it. You need the wisdom and the heart together. Now what was happening here? They thought. They saw it all. They saw God himself. And they were so clever. They said, okay, we know what to do. You know nothing. Did God tell you to do this? So why do you do it? If God will order you to do a golden calf, then we'll talk about it. But God didn't. And that was the problem. Now, how do you fix it? And what is the source of it? Where did it come from? It come from, how do you say adishut in English? Adishut? Not caring about, not doing anything.
Ignore?
Yeah, but there is a word, adishut. To be adish, to be passive and do nothing. Is there a word?
Complacent.
Complacent?
Complacent.
So, this is one of the most terrible thing there is.
You know it's happening if you just sit on the side. It's complacent.
And if we behave like this, we didn't learn nothing. And that was the problem of the golden calf. That's why we are paying for the golden calf. Can you see something against justice, against anything you know, and you sit and do nothing?
That's
terrible. Now, if you worship God the way that this guy was sitting near me saying, okay, I did my duty for today, the same thing. This is The heart is not there. This is not worshiping God. This is the peel. It's not the fruit. If you want to work what, you have to do it in with your heart. That's what the Torah is telling us. Ish asher nesa olibo. Those who rake up their heart. Those who came generosity from the heart. Those who pick up themselves above everything. And look what happened. Suddenly they understand that you cannot just sit when you worship God. Because the thing is, if they were sitting down when the golden calf was happening, the same thing they were doing in a different way when they worship God. Also with no heart. Like sitting from the side. Not in really involved. Now when they're being asked to bring the gold and things to the Mishkan, what's happening? Everybody's coming here 2 days and they had everything. Unbelievable. Because they are, and that's why they fixed the scene with this. Because now they had the enthusiasm to do it. To worship God. The heart was there. Working, doing. That's the Mishkan. That's the way you build a Mishkan. You don't cannot build a Mishkan. Okay, I do this, I do that. That's not building a Mishkan. And this is one, unfortunately, we are... This is that the modern world, you know, so many things are happening, and we learn so much, and we see so much that we are getting, starting to be apathic. You don't care. And that's a terrible thing. People are being killed every day. Do we care?
Yes,
terrible things happening all the whole time. Oh, because we hear so much, you know. It's like, I listen to the radio, and it's really aggravating me. Radio Kol Chai. Supposed to be, let's say, a spiritual station, religious station. Half of the day, they're dealing with charity. It sounds good. It's terrible. I don't open the radio to hear about problems of people. I open the radio to listen to good music and to hear a good shiur. That's why I'm opening the radio. If you once a day will tell me about somebody that needs, I understand and I help. But what's happening? This girl, crying. You open it. So what do you do at the end?
You ignore it.
Turn off the radio and that's it. I don't want to listen to it. And that's the problem. People don't understand and realize, okay, I understand there are a lot of people with problems. But you have to understand how the human being is working. If you put on himself again and again and again and again and again, he's getting apathetic. He doesn't care anymore.
Apathetic.
Yeah, apathetic. He doesn't care anymore. Because it's got it too much. And that's the way we are working. We get used to things. And that's a terrible thing from one side, from the other side. This is what people have to do. You have to understand and realize that's the picture from both sides. We have to work on ourselves not to be apathetic. We have to work on ourselves. Because that's Am Yisrael. From the other side, those who lead us, on those who control this radio station, have to understand and realize that when somebody opens the radio, he wants to go to hear music. He wants to hear a good lecture. He wants to hear news here and there. He doesn't want to hear the sorrows of people the whole day long. Because what's happening here, you lose the point. You lose it. Of course, you have other stupid things on the radio, which is all those Kabbalah experts that tell you nonsense, and we talked about it. The thing is, and that I think is the big lesson of Parashat Vayakel Pikudei. Connect the heart with your wisdom, and don't forget when you do this, you do everything according to what God ordered Moshe Rabbeinu. You do what God told you to do and not what you think you should do. Because if you think by yourself and do what you want, is as we talked about vertigo. Vertigo is a illness, and it's also with the pilots. They lose connection with the reality and they just think that they're going up but they're really going down. And that's also with us. If we will try and be our own bosses and work on our own ego, we will have vertigo. And we'll just lead ourselves, instead of going up to heaven, down to earth, and then down to hell. Because we don't use the clocks, with the watches, the tools that the pilots got. And what is our tool? The Torah. Kasher, Tziva, Hashem et Moshe. There are so many mistakes are being made all over the world. In our, I'm not talking about the Haredim, and I'm not talking about the non-religious. I'm talking about the middle. I'm talking about those who want to keep the Torah in a nice way, being the middle. But unfortunately, they are, because they're in the middle, as we said, the heart is in the middle. The liver is down. And the neshama, the highly part, is up. So your heart is in the middle. Now you can listen to the liver or can listen to the seichel. And the point is that the heart has to be connected in the right way. If it's connected in the right way, and you worship God in the right way, you understand and realize that I don't do things because I think they're right. I go and ask a rabbi, of course, that is a rabbi and not somebody who tells everybody that he is a rabbi. And I learn, I open the books, I see what did my father do? What did my grandfather do? What did my grandparents do? Wow, were they stupid? That's one of the things that I'm really, every time aggravates me. What do you think that the Rambam and the Ritba and the Rashbam and Rashi and Moshe Rabbeinu and Yaakov and Abba, they're always stupid and you know better than them? Do you think that your grandfather was stupid?
No.
So look what he did. Sh'al avicha ve'yagetcha zekenecha ve'yomru lach. It's not only sh'al avicha ve'yagetcha. Ask your father. No. Zekenecha yomru lach. It has to come to your father from your grandfather. That's the way it works. That's our tradition. And when we keep it in the right way, that's Chochmat Halev. That's the way you build a Mishkan.
And this guy is ticking off his duties.
Yes.
I don't believe it's a totally negative thing because, No, because he's still davening because he knows that's the right thing to do. Better to do it like that than not to do it at all. Yeah. Otherwise you become a Jew for nothing.
That's not what I said. Yeah. You see? The point is that you don't educate like this.
Yeah.
Because what happened is, he did his duty, his son did a duty, but the minute that the father was not there, the son left everything. Mm. That's exactly the point. By the way, there's a very famous story about, I don't know who told it, I will try to tell it very quickly. There were two families in the state. You know, when people left Germany and Europe and went to the state, the promised land, and they came there, they found out that it's very hard to be religious. Not only from the point of view of kosher food, but they were working on Shabbos. And people were there standing in tests. We don't want to stand in those tests. And unfortunately, some of the people started working on Shabbos, because otherwise, every week, if you said, I'm not working on Shabbos, they were firing you. You had to look for work, and work was very hard to find. There were two families that they kept Shabbos, didn't care about it. And when Shabbos came, they tell their boss, we're not coming on Shabbos. And the boss told them, okay, you're fired. And every week they had to look for a new job. But there was something amazing. One of the families, all the children become rabbis and big scholars. And the other family, all become business people, nothing to do with religious. And no, somebody came to the rabbi and says, you know those two families, explain to me. No, they were, both of them kept Shabbos. They were tzaddikim. With all those tests they had around them, they did it. He said, you don't understand. I know the story. The first family, when the father came home, he came home happy. He says, Baruch Hashem, we are going to keep Shabbos in a proper way. Who cares about the work? Job is from Kodesh Baruch Hu. He's going to provide. We don't have to worry. We are Jews. We will keep Shabbos in a proper way. Happiness. So that's what the children saw. The other family, he came home. Baruch. Again, I had to leave work. Shver se sainayit. Kashe, it's very hard. So what do you think? The kids saw the father to be Jew is not exactly a good thing to be a religious Jew. So what did they do? They left the religion. The first family, what did they learn? To be a Jew is unbelievable. It's the best thing in the world. So they became rabbis and scholars. And that's exactly the difference. You know, they both of them kept Shabbos. They both do the right thing. But if you want to educate the next generation, especially, also yourself, you do think with all your heart. So when you sign in the shul, I did my shul. Okay, you did it. But did you do it properly? That's exactly the thing of the peel and the fruit. That you can keep the mitzvah with the peel. But, you know, peel is also healthy. You know, you can eat peels. That's also healthy. Except saying. So there are a lot of good things, but still... You want the fruit.
story about Dershowitz's grandfather.
Yes.
And he came to America, and he was keeping Shabbos. And he got a job in a clothing factory and refused to come on the Shabbos. And that, on that Shabbos, the first Shabbos that he was working there, he wasn't there. There was a fire. 146 people died in the fire. He wasn't there because he kept Shabbos.
And my granddaughter.
Thank you very much.
Not every story ends up happy, yeah.
Yeah. Works in a hotel. And she